A rocky road ahead for Hamas. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. The European Union and United States have been swift to flex their financial muscle with Hamas, the newly elected power in Palestinian politics. The consequences for not complying with Western demands to renounce violence against Israel could be dire. German Chancellor Angela Merkel made it plain today that all funding for the Palestinian Authority, PA, would cease unless Hamas accepted the existence of its occupier and neighbour. The EU is the PA's largest donor, with a per annum contribution in excess of $606 million. US President George W. Bush quickly followed suit by warning he would cut aid worth $400 million. The EU and US classify Hamas as a terrorist group, and its surprise election victory will pose problems for the stalled Middle East peace talks. US Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice called on countries around the world to follow the lead of the USA and EU in ostracizing Hamas unless it changed its ways. Rice declared that Hamas doesn't recognize Israel, advocates violence, and refuses to be a responsible party to the peace process. The bedrock principle here is that we cannot have funding for an organization that holds those views just because it is in government. A bankrupt PA raises the very real possibility that it would be unable to pay its officials and police force, which would bring Palestine to its knees and result in a state of total anarchy. Ms. Rice will meet with her counterparts from the EU, Russia and the UN this week in talks aimed at quelling a potential geopolitical tinderbox from exploding.